Hey, and welcome to episode number 269.
I think so. It's 260-something plus...
260-something. Chris isn't here.
It's 260 last week plus one.
There we go. That's the safest bet to go. I'm Jeff Chorney. That lovely voice you hear there is Jason A. Stryker.
I'm lovely.
You are very, very lovely.
Thank you.
Especially now I've had a couple drinks, you're probably looking even more lovely than usual.
Is that picture that I sent you still up and in the frame?
It's right there on my desktop.
Excellent.
With us, because Chris couldn't make it tonight. He's got previous, I was going to say engagements, but maybe liabilities. I don't know. But with us here, we got Aces High.
I don't know if you should say liabilities when it comes to Rikio. Usually, scooters and old people.
He's fully insured.
He's good.
Yeah, if he's insured, then no liability.
And also a well-known voice to the Indus. He's the probably most unofficial but should be official Indus member, Mr. Pete Woodward, also known as Repeat.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
It's Repeat. God,
it is like
damn.
The future there. It's crazy. He just woke up, yes. Rolled out of bed. So, you have a beer in your hand?
So we're recording my time central. It's like 9:30, 10:30 East Coast. But for Pete, it's like
11:35 a.m.
Good God. And he's already drinking. Attaboy.
Of course I am. I'm on holiday.
Pete, how you doing,
good
man?
Shit.
It's been a long time, dude.
Yeah, no, it has been ages. I'm doing pretty good, actually. I've got a big holiday off from work because I'm ending my 20s next week.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Oh,
I feel
it's all downhill,
it.
Man.
Hey, Pete, I still got that bottle of Bundaberg here. I keep passing
really
it off to people
stuff
that I don't like. And
not a fan.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a fan of, like, the faces that they make once they drink it, but...
I'm pretty sure all did a shot of that at Innisfest two years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it's not for general consumption.
No.
It's for any consumption.
No, if you want to
sure
get into
Jack
a fight,
Bauer
it's the perfect drink to have.
Yeah, I researched it a little bit, and apparently, there are bars that stopped serving it. Like, they banned it because people would just get so rowdy. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big drink for, like, the country boys.
Yeah.
So they're all utes with their ridiculous mud flaps and stickers all over it. And, yeah, they drink a ton of it, get into fights, and, yeah, that's what they think a good time is.
Ah, thanks for that, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, well, today we have not a too regular show, I guess. We're going to do some distractions up first, a little bit of news. We're going to see if we can get to the emails after the break. Because we don't really have access to them, and Jason's catching up in his archive from, 3 years ago. So that might take a bit. But if not, we got some Indus questions, and we'll do, of course, the new releases, and we'll talk about the question of week that we've forwarded to next week, instead of what we'd usually do tonight. So anyways, Pete, you just said what was up. If you have anything else to add, go right ahead. But if not, Aces, it's been a while for you too, man. What's happening?
Drinks. Drinks are happening.
All right, what are you drinking? Indus Bar, go for it.
I'm having Angry Orchard Hard Cider. It's a crisp apple, and it's 5% alcohol.
Good. Oh, wow, that's crazy for you Americans.
It's
called
crazy.
Bud Light.
Not really, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever, Jeff, you know your drinks. I don't think we need to discuss them here or about Glenn's toilet.
No, that should mean I do not know my drinks. Pete, what are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking a James Squire Amber Ale,
good
one of my
stuff.
Favorite beers, which you probably can't get over there.
No, you cannot get that here at all.
I love Billy Squire, his music. He's never mind.
Slightly different. This
yeah,
is made
yeah,
by
yeah.
Convict.
Jason.
Hi.
Boozy Bear?
No Boozy Bear. Boozy Bear is the devil.
Boozy Bear's fun.
Boozy Bear is the devil. No, he wrecked me last
week. He's that guy your wife
week.
Or girlfriend hates when you go out drinking with.
Yet... incidentally, Lisa's the one that bought me Boozy Bear. Maybe she's trying to kill me. I'm not quite sure. I'm drinking just a standard Sailor Jerry and Coke tonight. I found out that, I went to go pour a drink tonight, and I started getting low on alcohol. So I'm like, I need an emergency trip to the liquor store. So I went there, and I timed myself 15 minutes there and back.
Not bad.
That's too close. That's dangerously close. But I've got a fresh bottle of Sailor just ready to go. If I can talk shop for a minute.
Yeah, go for it.
I got this amazing capture device at work the other day. The Elgato Game Capture HD, and I'm absolutely just in love with this thing. That's the one you
sent us to in the email, right?
That's the one I've been preaching to you guys. Yes, definitely.
Gotcha. It's like 100. That's reasonably priced.
$160 on Amazon, which is definitely reasonably priced compared to other capture cards on the market, especially for what it does. So I was just like over the moon happy that day because everything was working. I'm like, shit, I'm gonna take my capture cards home, the ones that I had brought into work. I was singing a song to myself, like, I'm so happy, so happy. And this is what fucks me, you know? It is, whenever I get happy about something, something else blows up. And once you know, the next day, I had a computer blow up on me. It just, everything went wrong after that one day of being happy. So I'm drinking to relieve the pain.
I got you.
Karma, gotcha. Man, it's a bitch.
It is.
It's true. I'm paying for something that I've done that I don't remember, but it must have been so bad. Jesus Christ. I can't have a good day. All right. I'm done bitching.
Well, tonight, hopefully tonight's better for you.
All right.
What's up with me? I'm drinking just regular vodka Diet 7-Up for now. This week's been kind of crazy with work. I've been working the 8 to 4 again, which I love. Again, the whole getting home at 4, not too cool with the getting up at like 6:30 thing.
But no.
Back to regular shift on Monday. Had to do a presentation for work, though, today. Freaking nailed it.
Nice.
All my higher-ups came to me afterwards, and they're all like, have you, like, taken classes and stuff for, like, presentation? I'm like, no. They're like, so you've never done anything like that before, like, since you've been here? And I've been there for, like, 10 years. I'm like, no. They're like, Like, all right, we're gonna definitely keep in touch. So that was good. That made me happy. I was like, sweet up. So,
congrats, man. That was cool. That's always good.
Yeah, definitely good to get some, like, you know, reassurance from your boss's boss and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's always kind of cool. So that's all right. So last 2 weeks has definitely been worth it. That's about it. That's really cool. That's happened or whatever. And that's, work shit. So it's boring as fuck. So let's talk about some games.
I like games.
Distractions are good.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
What are you playing down under?
What am I playing? It's a good question. Well, actually, I very recently ended up picking up a PSP Go because my 2000 screen started to die on me.
Ooh, shitty.
Yeah, so it's got these weird, like, striped lines. So, I mean, it still works, but it was kind of broken. So I bought a sort of a cheapish used PSP Go,
nice.
Which arrived this week. Although, unfortunately, the start and select buttons don't work because a little ribbon cable snapped in it. So I'm trying to fix that at the moment.
Oh, shit.
So that's a bit crappy, but that's not stopping me from playing Persona 3 Portable, which is what I was playing when my screen started dying, because it doesn't actually use the start or select buttons.
Right.
So yeah, I've been plugging through that just because I want to get through that before I can start Persona 4 Golden on the Vita. So yeah, I've been playing a lot of that. On the 3DS, I've been playing an absurd amount of the Etrian Odyssey 4 demo.
The
game is just so fucking good. Like, they've made so many improvements over the previous games. It's amazing. So I'm super hyped for that when it comes out in 2 weeks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And
have you tried any?
It.
How about Fire Emblem?
I've played the demo. I've got the game on order, so I'm waiting for it to arrive. Hoping it was going to arrive this week, but it didn't. So I have to get it in a couple of weeks. But yeah, I'm pretty excited to play that as well. And I also played a tiny bit of Street Fighter Cross Tekken on the PC because the new characters came out.
Yes.
So I was just mucking around in trial mode with that, and I fucking do not understand that game one bit because it does not work for me.
Well, what are you doing after the show? Because
I was going to say, we're all going to be playing a little bit of that.
Yeah, I'll be up for that.
There we go.
Do you have it on the PC? PS3?
No, I only have the PC version because I got it really cheap on Steam, so...
I don't blame you. Yeah, it was super, super cheap, like half off, and then some of the DLC characters were a good percentage off as well. See, the shitty thing with the PC version right now is they're two version updates behind.
Yeah,
they're like on 106 or something, and 108 is the big one, the 2013 release, which is so good, but it's such a shame, man, that they're not up to date on PC.
Yeah, it is a bit of a shame, but I mean, the character DLC was like $5.
Right.
I think it was like 75% off, so I'm like, yeah, I'll grab it. I think when I bought the game, it was only like $12 or something, as it was. So, you know, I haven't spent that much on it. And it seems fun. I just can't wrap my head around the systems properly.
Yeah. It's a different beast than other Street Fighter games, and it took us quite a while to get into it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But once you do, it becomes like second nature. You don't even think about it. When you, like the tag, all the different ways to tag in was the hardest thing for me to wrap my head around. It's like, when would I use this, this, and this? And then as you're fighting online, like, oh, okay, it starts to make sense. But
yeah, I just need to spend more time with it, but I just haven't had that much of a chance. So hopefully when they update it to the 2013 patch, then I might get a bit more time in with it.
Good. Cool.
So that's pretty much me.
Aces.
So I got Syndicate real cheap. Gamefly actually sells games pretty cheap.
I love them regular. For that, yeah. Do you have like a regular membership with them or?
No, totally not. So I just check back and forth whenever I hear about good sales.
Sure. I used to have an account with them, and they would send you, I think every month it was like a $5 or $10 off coupon, which made it, you know, so much more worth it, I guess. Like, for a while, I wouldn't even rent games. I would just buy a shitload of used games and use those coupons. So that's a good deal.
Yeah. So I picked up Syndicate, which is actually really, really good. I don't know why that game sold so few copies.
Because it's nothing like the original Syndicate, which made me so freaking angry.
There you go.
Hey, Fallout people said the same thing.
Yeah, Fallout 3 made me really angry as well. But
I'm also just not that old to remember the original Syndicate. So maybe.
Yeah, I have that on PC. I haven't played it yet, though. I need to.
What, Syndicate or the original?
Yeah, Syndicate. The new one.
Okay, Skrillex Edition. We'll just
Yeah, Skrillex Edition, exactly. Reptile.
So that's really good. The way they handle the powers, they let you use it often enough to where you feel like a badass, but they're not so powerful that you feel like it puts the game on easy mode whenever you use them. So there's a real fine balance between the two. And the fact that there's like four or five that you can use and change between them really, really quickly, really makes it has a good flow to it. Just running up and making people's guns backfire or making them commit suicide and stuff like that. And it's done by the team who did the Riddick game, so like gunplay feels really good.
Darkness, the first Darkness.
Oh yeah, that's right. Man, that was.
I remember playing that. We played the co-op demo. I remember that a while ago, and I actually really liked it. I thought that was kind of fun.
Oh yeah, the Syndicate demo.
Yeah.
You said you had it on PC.
Whatever, it's really cheap now. You can buy it for like $20, $30 probably.
Yeah, if anyone wants to play that co-op, you send me something on Twitter.
There you go.
What else? Yeah, there you go. I don't think I've been playing much else besides stuff on Android and iOS, or not iOS, Android. Fuck the iPhone.
Anything good? Oh, wait, you said Android. Never mind. Moving on.
Yeah, totally right. I've been testing out some new launchers, which no one cares about.
Are those like Pogs?
Totally. Yeah.
Is it like Slammers? But Slammers? Like the new one?
That, and I've been playing some really crappy games that are fun in co-op. So Lost Planet 2 is a horrible game. No one play it unless you have someone to play it with.
I don't know. Lost Planet 2 wasn't that bad. I thought it was all right. It's different, but yeah, co-op is definitely the way to play it.
Yeah, totally. That's it. Dynasty Warriors Strike Force. There's another game that is terrible, but co-op's in it, so I play it with friends. So that's
for
it for me.
You're playing that on what?
What?
You're playing that on Strike Force or PS3?
No, on 360.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Jason, you want to go? You playing anything new?
Nothing really new. Still more DMC. Finally have Hell in Hell mode unlocked. Not really looking forward to that.
How did you do on Ghost of Sparta?
Son of Sparta.
Son of Sparta. I started my Son of Sparta playthrough yesterday, and it is significantly more difficult than Neville.
Definitely. Yeah, because the waves are way remixed. I swear they have more life. I'm not quite sure.
They must. Yeah,
but yeah, it's really
they do
really rough.
Shit, bosses especially.
It's still fun though, you know. But I feel as though I might be getting a little burnt out on it just because I went so hard and heavy on that game. And you know, I'm on like my third playthrough now, so it's like, okay, all right, I need a little break. But
that's what happened with me in DMC 4 that came out, and I went real hard. I think I put like 30 hours into it.
Mm-hmm. Were you working on like multiple playthroughs or?
Yeah, I was just going through the difficulty tree.
Sure.
Yeah, and that just totally got burnt out, and I couldn't do it again with DMC. But man, that game's really, really awesome. Like, Limbo and what they do with the levels is fantastic.
No joke. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I worry that if I take a break from it, though, that I won't have the same kind of groove. You know, I won't have the muscle memory.
That's exactly
which is something that you're definitely gonna need in Hell on Hell mode or whatever it's called. So
yeah, definitely.
So yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna keep going with that or not, but let's see what else. Oh, I popped in Anarchy Reigns finally. I played maybe about a half hour prior and played a good couple hours last night, I think, and I am not a fan of that game. Wow.
Oh, really?
I liked it a lot more before I played Devil May Cry, but maybe
yeah,
I can see that. It's tough coming off of that game and into a game that's so mashy and, you know, just beat 'em up-y. And I'm not trying to sell it short. I mean, that's exactly what they were going for. It's like a 3D beat 'em up. And I think in that respect, you know, they did a great job. It's just personally, I'm not digging that. Like there's some cheap shit going on there.
Yeah. I mean, it has a few problems here and there. But I mean, as a 3D brawler, I mean, if you look at it as in like a follow-up to like God Hand or Mad World.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's pretty good in that respect. It's not a character action game like mm-hmm. a DMC or a Bayonetta. It's very, very different.
Yeah, and I
love it. I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
I want to love it. I'm trying to get to the point where I unlock more characters. Maybe I got to play it multiplayer, you know. But yeah, playing the single player, it was kind of rough last night. But speaking of God Hand, I fired that up right after I got sick of Anarchy Reigns.
I actually want to play that game.
Dude, it's so good.
Can you get it on PSN right now?
You can, actually. And it's pretty cheap. It's like $10 or something like that. Okay. And I bought it just because I couldn't find my disc. I have the case. I don't know where the disc is. So I bought it on PSN. But
you do it Travis Baum style?
I don't know what style
that is.
Sell the disc, keep the box. Use the fuck out of yourself later.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, I don't. But yeah, that game is super fun. We did a replay for it at work, and a lot of those guys had never played it before. So I suggested that one, and they just loved it. So it's
a lot of
running
around, kicking people in the crotch.
Yeah, there's a ton of nut shots in that game. It's pretty satisfying.
It's also slightly disturbing as well.
A little bit, yeah. I got to I think the second boss. It's the two twin guys, and they're of not questionable sexuality. I think it's pretty straightforward that they like men.
So it's pretty much straight up.
There's all kinds of gay stuff going on.
Variety.
Oh, yeah. Overtly sexual. And it's a little disturbing at times. It makes me feel a little uncomfortable. I like to think of myself as a pretty open-minded guy, but I think if I was in the same room with these two, I might be sleeping with my butt towards the wall. But, yeah. Yeah, God Hand's an awful lot of fun. I want to play more of that. The other game that I've been playing is the Showdown Effect. It's currently currently in a closed beta. This is a PC only game. It's a 2.5 like action side scroller in the vein of like Zombies versus Pterodactyls. And I know that those are magical words to some people. And I've already piqued your interest, and you're probably downloading it now. But yeah, it's like a multiplayer beat 'em up with guns.
It's when I see video of it, it kind of looks like a more polished, little bit more of a production value. Well, what you just said, Zombies versus Pterodactyls. So
there you go. But it's not co-op. It's actually head to head. Well, not head to head.
Yeah, like Zombies versus Pterodactyls.
Deathmatch stuff.
Kind of like yeah.
But you know, the vibe that it puts out is like an 80s, 90s, like action movie, cheesy quality. Like, you know, you fire up the trailer and it's like, you know, guitar riffs, you know, from the get go. And it's, you know, the really cheesy, like in a world, you know, that kind of, narration and stuff. It's a lot of fun. It's constantly going through a lot of tweaks. You know, it's in beta right now. There's some balance issues and whatnot, but yeah, I mean, it's an awful lot of fun to play. And, Yeah.
Four players?
I don't know how many. I think it's up to 8.
Damn.
Simultaneous. So, yeah. And so, you know, you get your machine guns, there's different characters, there's different weapons you can pick up on the field. You can unlock additional weapons like shotguns and melee weapons like katanas and stuff like that. And yeah, I want people to get into this because it seems like it's going to be a damn fine game once it's done. So
is this like a free-to-play thing or is it something
else? I don't know if they're going to charge for it or what the deal is going to be later on. I think it's going to be a not a free-to-play like they had actually charged for it. Gaijin, I think, traditionally does a lot of free-to-play stuff. I'm not sure about this one, though, so don't quote me just yet. I haven't seen anything officially, but I don't know. It's fun. Go check it out. TheShowdownEffect.com. Go do it.
Cool.
Metal Gear Rising. Revengeance.
Oh
my God.
Not the demo, the actual game.
Actual game. Yes, I brought that home.
I
suppose I can, I guess. I mean, this is coming out like the day before.
No one who's going to get you in trouble listens to this show anyway, so I'm pretty
sure
you're
right. Yeah, that's true. We had to hold back the Aliens show because somebody actually leaked a bunch of bad info about the game. I mean, bad as in, truthful.
Yeah, exactly.
Information about that game. Before embargo, and Sega flipped the fuck out, so I felt a little gun shy.
It's kind of their fault, but
yeah, I mean, whatever. But yeah, I mean, this is a very good game for what it is. I mean, don't go into it expecting. Well, you guys have played the demo. You know, it's
We've all been kind of weirded by the demo.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as deep as Bayonetta or Devil May Cry or anything like that. But if you go in just looking for pretty good general character action game, some like over the top, cutscenes and stuff like that, off the wall storyline. You're going to be fine. But if you're expecting like a continuation of, the Metal Gear Solid 4 storyline, you're going to be seriously disappointed. A lot of questions that you may have had at the end of MGS4 are not
questions from MGS1 that haven't been answered.
Yeah, true. I mean, yeah, it's completely wacky. I know. But I mean, shit like, because Raiden was supposed to be human or whatever at the end of MGS4. Mm. But he's a cyborg again
at 4, wasn't he? He got crushed,
but then they made him human again, like towards the end. Yeah. But they never explain anything. He's just kind of thrust back into that cyborg ninja role. But yeah, there's some really funny parts. It's got that Platinum Games like goofiness. Like Raiden is like trying to be incognito in a sombrero and a poncho, and he thinks that he's actually being stealthy.
So is he infiltrating Mexico then? Is he?
Yes, and there's actually a vanilla ice joke that I think people will really really appreciate. So that might be
the beginning of it. Does it tell you? Does it better job of explaining what the mechanics? Because I found 2 new moves tonight in the demo today. By the way,
no, there's zero tutorial, and you kind of have to go into like the help menu, in order to find out what some of your attacks are.
Okay.
That's
so there is a
really
move
strange
list
because Platinum are normally really good with their tutorials.
I agree.
Like Bayonetta had a really good one, Vanquish had a good one, Anarchy Reigns had a really comprehensive tutorial system, and that was my problem with the Rising demo. Is like I started playing, and I'm like, what the fuck do the buttons do? There's not even a button layout thing in there, and I could not figure out how the hell to play it.
Nothing at all.
The game
I can sort of dodge by mashing these buttons. I kind of hop back a little bit, and then I can do this to do that, and I'm like, I think if I slash a little boxes, something happens, but I don't know what it's doing.
Yeah.
It's just like confused as fuck.
And a lot of people are going to...
Force push and an actual launcher today. So force push, back forward, light attack, and then launcher, forward, light attack. There you go.
All right. Is there any way to deflect bullets or stuff like that? Because that was a problem I had with the demos, and you're running at a guy with a gun because he would backpedal and just shoot at you.
Right.
And I couldn't really figure out a good way of getting up close quickly.
Yeah, because it's not like a dedicated dodge or anything. That's what really bugs me about this game.
Yeah, the dodge I found only hop backwards, so it doesn't really help in that situation.
No. Even the side dodge from left and right doesn't really help that either. You need a good get in there move.
It's fun in its own right, if you can look past those minor quibs. I think you'll, still be enjoyed, or still find it enjoyable, I should say.
Good, because I pre-ordered it, and I'm getting it day one. So.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll like it. It's kind of short, though. It's like 8 hours.
That's fine. That's
eight
fine.
8 to 10 hours.
Yeah. Now, it's going to be hard for anything to take my DMC title away from my favorite character action game ever created. So
just try and go in with a fresh palate, man. That's what I'm saying, because I went into that right after DMC, and like Anarchy Reigns, I'm like, ugh. this is terrible.
So what you're telling us, basically, we should all go play Anarchy Reigns and then play Metal Gear Rising.
Yeah, that might work. That might work.
Sounds good.
Cleanse the palate somehow. Play an RPG or something. Cool. Oh, Final Fantasy 13 too. I brought that home to cleanse the palate, actually. That's so fun.
I'm sorry.
I love that.
Cleanse the palate with that?
Yep.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a sickly taste sometimes, but you know, it's different than the other taste that I had in my mouth. So maybe it just makes me appreciate the other taste.
That's true.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
That is
true. Two bad tastes do not equal a good taste, Jason.
Sometimes it works. Never know till you try it. Anyway, I think that I've talked way too long. Go ahead.
Oh man. Played more DMC, like I said. Started my Son of Sparta, fucking a lot harder. I don't think I died on Nephilim or the normal one until I got to Lilith each playthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And in Sons of Sparta, I died like 3 times alone on the first boss. That is ridiculously easy on the other difficulties.
Yeah,
that's like whatever. So I'm looking forward to that. It's actually making me think a lot harder on shit. So, and like you said, I want to keep playing it because I don't want to not play it for a while and just be rusty, because I think that's the worst way to go when you're trying to play it on the higher difficulties.
Well,
I can't even imagine what.
If you do beat it on Son of Sparta, you get a new costume unlocked, the like Super Dante, which gives you unlimited Devil Trigger, which is
that's kind of cool.
It's kind of cheating. It's what it is, it's incentive to some people. I don't know.
So yeah, at some point in the higher difficulties, does it get to the point where like you're not trying to pull off like stylish combos and you're just trying to cheese the game? Or
yeah, Son of Sparta is definitely where I first started with that. You know, you're just doing like the most effective things.
Right.
You're not worried about being stylish. You're like, you know, 4 or 5 hits and then shoot them away with a shotgun, rinse and repeat, same thing over and over, just because it's safe. You know.
That's what I was doing. Doing a lot of get the fuck off me shit and like area effect type shit, and then trying to single people out one-on-one and stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
But it's cool. It's fun. I'm getting the PC version this weekend. So I don't know. Maybe you might know. Is there anything out there, like not a mod, but something that lets you open up Son of Sparta right from the get-go?
I want to say no.
Because not that it's, I wouldn't mind playing through a Nephilim again on PC, because it's really only like, if you skip all the cutscenes, maybe a 5-hour game.
I can get through that in an afternoon.
Yeah, it's not long.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't wait. I love it. So good. Been playing some DMC 3 as well.
Ah.
That game still kind of holds up, the HD version at least, anyway. I like it. It's a lot different. A lot different.
Can you kind of sympathize with some of the, you know, the diehard DMC fans, you know, that were
I can in some ways, but not in regards to the difficulty of the game. It's more of like, that game is hard because of stuff that they just didn't do right, I find. It's hard to chain combos together, yes, but that's not what makes the game hard. What makes the game hard in that shit is mostly the camera angle, I find, and you're just getting fucked up by shit you can't see a lot of the times,
mm-hmm.
or shit you can't dodge out of the way of, or figuring out how to beat a boss. Like, the bosses in that game are really hard until you figure out the one little thing that you can just exploit them,
right.
Then they become pretty easy. And again, that's not the hard part. That's like DMC's like that in a lot of other games. That game's also hard because the more you lose in that game, you lose your items you have if you use them. If you continue, you don't have them anymore. And you don't have your red orbs that you spent to get those items. So it gets harder and harder and harder just because you have less items and less orbs to spend as you continue. And if you decide not to continue, you start at the beginning of the level. So it's not necessarily hard in that aspect. It's hard because you have to just replay a lot of that fucking game if you die. And to me, that's not really a good thing. I'd rather have challenge of having the actual battles hard than having it just punish me for doing dumb shit and then being like, oh, well, you died, so you have to restart from the beginning of the level. And that's just fucking annoying.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't
know. I think I was asking more towards like the style of the game, where it's kind of adventure style. A little bit of black backtracking.
Yeah.
And that's vastly different from this definitely. New DMC.
That is the one complaint I think is valid from a lot of people that are hating on DMC or people that won't even give it a try, is because DMC doesn't have any of that at all. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing. But the thing is, I didn't like that part in Devil May Cry. Like, I'm not a big person. Like, I don't like backtracking. I don't like going to find something, going through the level all over again and unlock a door and I'm going to go back, fight a boss 5 times. Like, I don't like that kind of shit. So, but I can see that if you did like that, mm-hmm. yeah, DMC doesn't have that. But it does everything else so much better.
So much better.
Yeah, so.
And Nero's a whiny little bitch, right?
Fuck yeah, he is.
Well, I'm in 3. I don't know. Nero's
Kyrie.
In 3.
Kyrie.
I will say, playing DMC and going to DMC 3, I'm way better at DMC 3 now than I ever was. Like, I'm not sure if that's just because I got a better understanding of the combo system, or if it's just that going right from one DMC to the other one, it's just, yeah, it flows a lot better.
You're probably right. Yeah, yeah.
It's cool. The cutscenes look like shit in that port, though.
Yeah, didn't they fuck those up?
They look almost worse than the PS2 versions.
Oh.
Like, that's not even a lie. Like, the actual gameplay looks fine, but everything in between? Mm-hmm. What else I play? My Vita. Played a little bit more Uncharted. Haven't beat that. That game's fucking long on the Vita. That game, to me, is like 10 chapters too fucking long. I'm like at chapter 25. I'm like, I gotta be close to the end. So I Google it. Chapters in Uncharted fucking Golden Abyss. 30-something. I'm like, God damn it.
See, I don't know how you gave me shit for getting a Wii U, but you own a Vita.
I've played my Vita. You got a Wii U?
Yeah, I got one for Christmas.
Oh, well, you didn't buy it yourself, though, right?
No.
No, oh, that's all right. The Vita's been all right, man. But then again, I bought the system, but I have not paid for a single game. So that's
Rocking the PlayStation Plus.
That's right.
And that's pretty much the only reason to have a Vita is the PlayStation Plus, because any game that's actually been good on it is free.
So. Yeah, exactly. Released for free.
Actually, no, I did buy Sly, but I bought that on PS3 and it's got the Vita version for free.
Yeah.
What? So I played more Sly.
Oh, I brought that home this weekend. I'm going to try that out.
It's cool. It totally is a PS2 game with, like, up-res, like, an updated graphics, but I have no problem with that on the Vita at all. Like, that's fine with me. No big deal. Downloaded, I won't get into this because it's sports ball, but NBA 2K13 on PSN because it's on sale for $30 right now. $30, it's half off. Everything related to that game's half off, likely because it's All-Star Weekend, so
pick that up. Oh, gotcha.
But it's cool. It's fun. Played just against the AI a couple times. I'm liking it. They changed the entire control scheme for it, so that takes a bit to get used to. So I kind of feel like, you know, when your girlfriend or wife plays a first-person shooter the first time, and they, like, first thing they do is look straight up and walk forward and do, like, circles. It's kind of like the way I feel in this game. I'm just, like, shooting the ball when I want to and just going out of bounds is terrible.
But, like the Raptors.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing better now, man. They're 5-2 in their last 7 games. Just saying. Okay, enough sports ball. Anything else that anyone wants to bring up that we did not talk about? If not, we can jump right into news.
News!
Yep, go for it.
News, all right. First up, PS4, going to be likely announced 2 days from when you're hearing this. PS4 controller, a picture leaked. It's a prototype controller. This is going to be really weird over audio, but I'm sure all of you guys have seen it, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so you've seen it. It looks like a little bit of a fatter version of the DS3.
Like a deeper,
Yeah, it looks like thicker. Thicker. It's got a little touch screen or pad in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't confirmed which one it is, because one picture has it looks like it's kind of a screen. Then there's a picture of, like, the retail prototype. It looks like it's kind of like, it looks like the back of a Vita, if you've seen it, like,
It could easily be both, you know, touchscreen and just LCD.
Yep. Yeah. It's got a light on top that looks like it lights up, like kind of like a PlayStation Move type thing, like the Move balls.
That's super interesting. That's kind of cool.
Apparently the triggers are like the 360 triggers, so they're now facing outward instead of curved down, which is good. And the sticks are in the same position, but now they are convex. And not concave.
Yeah, so apparently some Sony engineer decided to look at his thumb and realize that, oh, wait, it sticks out. Maybe I should make the stick inwards. Geniuses over there.
I think you reversed it, though. They're concave instead of convex. Concave goes in.
That's what I thought, okay, because I actually said this in a something. I can't remember if it was in an email or something like that. But then when I actually read the fucking IGN thing, they said convex. I'm like, but that doesn't sound right. Cave is, it's inward.
Yep.
And I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to go, I don't know why. I was like, fine, I'll say what they said.
I'm just clarifying because I know people will email or guffaw at our ineptitude.
But thank you. What do you guys think of the, I mean, this is the first time the Sony controller's changed in how many years since PS?
Yeah.
I guess the original DualShock, I guess.
They had that boomerang thing for the PS3 that never happened, so.
That is true.
Sadly.
That is true.
Not sadly.
You just wanted to throw it around, Jason.
I did just want to throw it around.
Yeah. I mean, I think it looks interesting. I mean, the touch...
If anyone knows boomerangs, it's this man right here.
Yeah. I mean, the touchscreen in the middle seems kind of awkward to reach if you're holding onto the handles, and it looks pretty small, so I don't know how useful that's going to be, but I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, Chris brought some of an email. He's like, well, it's useless if there's not a screen. If it's just a touchpad, what's the point? Why couldn't you just hit a button?
I think if it's a touchpad only, maybe it's for easy ports of Vita games to the PS4. That's the only reason I could think about it.
That's going to be weird, though, because with the Vita, you're holding it, you're sort of touching on the back of the screen. Like, you have a rough idea of where you are on the screen, but with that, you're sort of reaching a completely different direction, so I don't know.
It is in an awkward position, yeah. Pete's right. Like, you know, up top there, it's going to be hard to stretch. If they put it beneath the analog sticks, it'd be a lot better.
I mean, if it's like a touchscreen on the Vita, I don't get why they didn't just put it on the back of the controller. Like, that would make more sense to me.
Oh, we haven't seen the back of the controller. There could be one there, too.
So there could possibly be something back yeah. there.
There could be a flip-up screen on that shit. Who knows? We don't know. Find out in a couple days. Sticking on the PS4 rumor mill. Wall Street Journal has reported that full game streaming is going to come to the PS4. Sony bought out Gaikai, a few months back for quite a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And this has kind of been rumored for a while. And I think the main reason, or at least Wall Street Journal saying the first games to take advantage of this are going to be PS3 games. So I guess they could be doing this at first to get around the whole backwards compatibility thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems pretty likely. I mean, because the hardware that they've talked about for the PS4 is vastly different to what's in the PS3.
Totally,
They're not really going to be able to emulate it. So, yeah, using something like Gaikai to stream your backwards compatible games could work, potentially. Although it's not going to work here because we don't have the bandwidth for that shit.
God damn it.
I wonder if they'll do some type of program where maybe you mail in your box and they give you free access to the game. Because if they make you rebuy all the stuff you already own.
They could do it by making you put the disc in and just read the disc to figure out that sort of thing.
Yeah, they could they could totally do it like you have to actually have the disc to play it. And then so it's not just like,
oh, right on. So we just read something from the disc and it's like, this person has this.
And that would work for single player games, that'd be great. But if you're going to play I couldn't imagine playing something like Street Fighter with that streaming. Yeah.
Well, no. I don't know. Did you guys check out any of those videos from NVIDIA, Project Shield?
No.
They did kind of like a side-by-side demo of, you know, it's streaming from the PC directly to the Project Shield thing, and it looked...
How close was the servers to where they were doing, though?
Seriously. I mean, obviously they were in the same room, right?
Yeah, see, that's the difference. If you're in the same room, it's just over a Wi-Fi connection. If you're streaming, I mean, for me... The servers are going to be in America, or if they're in Australia, they're probably going to be on the other side of the country. So the latency is going to just be fucking ridiculous. It's just not going to work.
They have ways to accommodate for that.
Yeah, they do. But
I'd hope so.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's better than nothing. I mean, you may as well. I mean, to be honest, if you're buying a PS4, PS3 games probably aren't going to be... Like, I think it looks like Sony this generation is going to do more what Microsoft did, like, last generation, where Last of Us will probably be their last big game, their last big exclusive, and they're going to focus right on PS4. So you're not really going to be probably buying a PS4 to play those PS3 games.
What are you basing that on?
They still have Beyond Two Souls. That doesn't even have a date yet.
Exactly. That could just be that for all we know could be a PS4 game that they're going to port down to the PS3.
I don't know,
their God of War 2 that they ship like a month after the PS4 launches.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think they're not doing that this year, because I think they know that was a bad decision to prolong the PS2's life with exclusives when the PS3 was having trouble. I think now they're gonna be like, oh, our big game's got to be on PS4.
Well, they could just do it with the Vader and just ignore the fucking thing completely. That's always the other option.
Don't encourage them, Pete. Damn it.
Sorry. I mean, they've still got...
Yeah,
they've still got Last Guardian,
I'm hoping they learn from their mistakes, basically.
But who the hell knows with that one?
Awesome.
I need to go play with my Vita now.
Hey, I like the system. It's just Sony's handling of it is just freaking
baffling.
It's
been atrocious.
No, I'm
it's
with
been
you.
Like, bets on how much of their press conference this Wednesday is going to be on Vita?
45
minutes Wonder Book, 5 minutes Vita.
Oh, God.
It'll probably be like the reverse of the Nintendo conference I just had, where it was all 3DS stuff and then like one mention for the Wii U, which is the opposite of what they really should have been doing.
You can't fault Nintendo for that. Like last month, they did a Nintendo Direct for all the Wii U stuff.
That is true, but
this month it was all Luigi.
Yeah, that's odd. But yeah,
it was odd just seeing that guy in a Luigi hat and in a suit. If you're gonna do a hat, you have to go full costume or no hat.
He does wacky shit all the time. So there's talk of a new like hardware revision for the Vita. You guys put any stock in that, or
4G?
I'm sure it's gonna happen.
Do you think it'll happen
press
conference?
Cameron, you were on the prediction show, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, one of the predictions where they're gonna relaunch the Vita.
Relaunch the Vita.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of buzz, a lot of rumors going on right now about hardware like relaunch because some patents were recently discovered. With like an HDMI out port, some
games
other shit
on a system.
that was not in the patents actually, but apparently, so this, as the story goes, little behind the scenes info, those are old ass patents for the dev systems. Mm-hmm. It's not a new patent. It's not something new that they're coming out with. And it breaks my heart because that fucking system needs an HDMI out, and
I'm surprised they haven't done something with it because it's got a custom port which you use for charging it and stuff. Like, I'm surprised they haven't put like AV cables attached to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't exactly know what pins are available in that port, but it just seems ridiculous because there's a lot of pins there, and it's only really used for charging at the moment, which needs two pins. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's true.
It's a bit baffling they didn't put that in there.
But, yeah, from what I understand, no new hardware soon.
I can't see them do it. That would be a lot of money in R&D, and then it's not doing too well.
They have the fucking dev kits, which are fucking gorgeous. They're sexy as shit, and they have that HDMI out port, and it pisses me off, dude. It's like, I want this at home. Fuck. This is killing me.
Well, every game on the Vita is cross-buy, so you can just play it on your PS3. There you go.
Thank you, Pete.
I
feel so much better. You're right.
Yeah.
You justified the purchase of my Vita there.
Well, as bad as the Vita is selling, you might not want to be Nintendo right now because NPDs came out earlier this week, and we usually don't talk about this kind of stuff, but we've all been wondering how the fuck Nintendo's going to do with their successor to the Wii because it was fucking ridiculous, sold to billions and billions and billions of people. And, it sold a total of 55,000 units in North America in January. And the thing is, apparently they had like an extra week or something included in there, because I guess somehow the report went the month before was, I don't know what it was. And the Vita sold 38. So I know the Vita was less, but Nintendo, like to put this in perspective, the 360 sold 200 and something thousand. And the PS3 was like 100 and something thousand. This is a new console from Nintendo. It did 55.
Yeah,
the month
it's
after
pretty bad.
It gets released.
I mean, although I think I remember reading like the first couple of months of the Wii U were actually like this. It sold pretty well.
Yeah.
Like it sold on par with like the PS3 and 360, even I think slightly better. But yeah, this month was just atrocious. And it's pretty obvious why. There isn't any freaking games for the system. It launched, had a pretty decent lineup of older games that everybody's already played. And a couple of Nintendo titles, and there was no games in January for it. Like,
and
so
the market
what the hell
that
do you
bought
expect?
A Wii don't care about it. Like, I mean, the outside market.
I'm waiting for Nintendo to justify the system to me so I can buy it, which is probably going to be when the Wonderful 101 or Bayonetta comes out, and that's when I'll get a system.
Ooh,
I mean,
yeah,
although
the
there is that,
comes out soon.
Yeah, there is that Monster Hunter. They're doing a bundle with Monster Hunter in, I think, doing in Europe. I don't know about US, but that's coming out in March.
So.
And I might jump on that one, because I am vaguely interested in a Monster Hunter game. I've never played them before, and I think on a console it might go a bit better than the demo I tried on the PSP, which just destroyed my hand.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, because I think that bundle's coming, you know, with the 32-gig system, and it comes with a one of the actual Pro controllers as well, so it depends how much it is. But
it even plays really well on the Wii U screen, you know, the gamepad thing.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, I mean, you know, they're doing stuff, they just haven't had any games out for it, so it's not really surprising it's sold like crap.
Well, it's a good thing you weren't waiting for the definitive version of Aliens Colonial Marines on the Wii U, according to Gearbox, because that's been put on hold indefinitely, which probably means it ain't coming out, because everyone knows how that's doing right now.
Just before you recorded, I saw a news story that Sega rebutted that, saying, no, it's coming out at some point.
Yeah, so, sure.
Who the fuck is that?
We also heard Gearbox say, like, hey, this demo is going to be a reflection of what this game's actually like.
Not exactly.
That didn't quite work out, did it? No. Like, I remember you telling Jason last week, you were saying, like, stay away from it, don't buy, and I
wasn't fucking around, was I?
Oh my god, I looked at videos, like, the next day, or, like, once videos were starting to go online, I was like, wow, this is, like, absolutely terrible. Like, it makes Duke Nukem look like a AAA title.
As terrible as that game may be, the Michigan J. Frog stuff that came out of that was fantastic.
The what?
There's a video I'll link to you later. Maybe you can put it in show notes. But a guy, there was a bug in the game, and the guy turned around, and the alien was moving around like a Michigan J. Frog, the WB Frog that danced. Yep. And then
hilarious.
And then he dubbed the music over it, and yeah, it's really good.
Funny, there's an Easter egg in that game. I don't know if you guys have seen Spaceballs, but they had one of the aliens, the chestbursters, come out, and he did that, you know, with the top hat and the cane and everything.
That's awesome.
So an Easter egg in that game is in one of the cylindrical, like, cages or whatever, test tubes or whatever. They have that same top hat and cane just sitting in there by themselves as a nod to that scene.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm fucking baffled about how badly they could have botched this game. I mean, it's Gearbox. They should know better.
It's Gearbox 5%, and then
it's like, who the hell knows who made it? Apparently.
Yeah. Exactly. They got it. Yeah. Go ahead.
I've said enough about it, I think. It wasn't exactly Gearbox that made it. They were kind of overseeing it,
and they
weren't watching very closely because they were up to their eyeballs and other stuff, Borderlands and Duke and stuff, and that third party B-team just fucked it up.
It's really a shame. Acceptable. I mean, because there's so much promise in the concept. I mean, who doesn't want to?
Yeah.
Well, they sold it. Like, Randy Pitchford and everything was like, this isn't gonna be one of those cash-ins. We're actually really treating this IP like it's one of our own, and like all this other stuff. And he went on every show, bigging it up. It's actually good and all this stuff. And then it's one of the biggest turds that has been seen. Alien vs. Predator is a very mediocre game at best, and people are saying that is like light years beyond what Colonial Marines is.
Which Alien versus Predator you're talking about? Because there's about 12 games that have that title.
The one that came out for PS3, 360,
the most recent
PC,
one,
like,
yeah. I mean,
three years ago,
early PC ones were really good. I mean, they were great multiplayer.
I remember them being good.
You're freaking some sort of Vertigo trying to play the Alien running around in circles,
I still maintain the arcade version of
Alien versus Predator, the beat 'em up Capcom one.
Even
the side-scrolling Aliens arcade was awesome.
Made no sense, but yeah, it was awesome.
All right, one more thing of news before we take a break here. This is actually kind of, all of us were kind of sad when this was first announced, but when we saw this new news, we're probably really excited. Halo 2 on PC, they came out and said, like last week, they said they were going to shut down the servers for multiplayer.
What?
It's supposed to be this week.
No.
But then they came out and they said they're actually extending the multiplayer for Halo 2 on PC till June 2013.
Yes. Awesome.
So, if you're one of the 15 people that bought Halo 2 on PC, probably pretty happy. But if you're one of the other millions of quadrillions of people around this world, you're probably thinking,
Who
gives a shit?
I know.
That was all over the place. But yeah, I had to throw that in there. That's retarded. Seriously, I think 15 people bought that game.
Well, wasn't it
Who gives a shit in like a year.
Yeah, we haven't done one of those in forever. I'm like, this is perfect.
Wasn't it like a thing when they shut down the Halo 2 servers on 360 that a bunch of people like had a game running and they just like left the Xbox running?
They kept it going for like days afterwards,
So what if someone's going to do that with a PC version?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone really cares. I don't even know why they even bothered. But
who knows?
I guess people want their achievements or something. I don't know. Anyway, We'll take a break right now. We'll come back with
You're not
going to
talk about the Nintendo Direct thing that happened earlier this week?
No, go for it. What's that?
It's the Year of Luigi.
Yeah, the Year of Luigi. So they announced a bunch of games for 3DS and an add-on for New Super Mario Bros. Wii, so you can play as Luigi or something. I didn't really pay attention to that.
That's what I'm like most interested in, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, for the 3DS, they announced a bunch of games that we pretty much already knew were coming. So they gave a date for Animal Crossing. They announced a Mario Golf, which could be good, but I don't know.
Mario and Luigi Dream Team.
Yes, that looks that's the big one. Cool. Mario and Luigi RPG Dream Team on the 3DS. I mean, the Mario and Luigi RPG games have always been good, so
right.
I have high hopes for that one. And I think they announced a bunch of 3DS downloadable sort of 3DS
kind of
releases stuff. Yeah, there was a new Dylan's Rolling Western, which was like a tower defense game they put out on the 3DS a while back. There's this follow-up to that.
Yep.
There's a new Mario versus Donkey Kong March of the Minis something or other.
Blah.
Well, this one actually changed up. It's like a top-down instead, so you're directing people on a grid, so it's a bit different. I mean, those games are okay. Not too bad. And I think it was probably someone else that I'm forgetting, but yeah.
Something that is a rhythm game that
Harmonite or something.
That's
like
what
Rhythm
is.
Summon Harmonite, which is actually meant to be pretty good. So yeah, it's good to see that's coming out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, there was a lot of stuff for 3DS, which is cool to see Nintendo, you know, putting their weight behind it. Something Sony should be doing for their handheld. Just saying. But yeah.
There's part of me that wishes that like I was a diehard Nintendo guy, you know, like I would look forward to each and every one of these releases just because, you know, I was starved for like good stuff, and because they do have good releases, right? You know, all their first party stuff is like amazing. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm just impressed.
On the other side of the fence, it's like, you know, the stuff is so like few and far between, and then we get, you know, constant good stuff from 360 and PS3.
Yeah,
I mean, I usually overlook the Nintendo stuff.
Yeah, but I've been really impressed with the way Nintendo's been handling these Nintendo Direct things. They're just kind of like, you know, a couple of days before, like, oh, we're doing this, and they're just, you know, streamed. You know, here's what we're doing. And I think it's really good to see them actually doing that, because previously you shit from them until like E3.
Yeah, it's like awkward PR stuff, but they're actually giving really good info. You know, it's like exclusive stuff.
But
like,
it might be awkward, but the fact that it's like the president of the company getting up and like trying his best to speak a broken English.
Yeah,
it's adorable.
To all the people. Yeah, it's adorable.
He's wearing like, you know, his Luigi hat, or he's holding his, you know, bunch of bananas for that, what is it, the street view, and he had a thing where he put the street view pack on, and I don't know, it's just great to see. It's like really sort of personal, but not really. But yeah, I think it's really good that they're doing that, and it's a change. So, you know, it's better than what some of the other companies are doing at the moment, so I got to give them some props for that.
Hey, I agree. You're right.
Definitely. And Donkey Kong Country is coming to 3DS.
Oh, yeah, that one as well.
Oh, yeah.
That could be good, actually.
Yes. Do you have a 3DS?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had one twice now. I barely played it either time I bought one, but I still have it. I don't have any games for it because I've sold them all for Vita stuff.
Sounds like you, Jeff.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Cool. That's the news. Let's take a break. We'll come back with some listener email and some Indus questions and new releases. And we'll repeat the question of the week. No pun intended there, I guess. Because repeats on the show. Awesome. All right, I'm stopping this now. Let's go for a break. All right, guys, and welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thanks, man. All right, guys.
That was pretty adorable, guys.
Aww.
We're going to hit up some emails. We got a couple of them. And then we got some Indus questions to do, and then we'll move on from there. Jason.
I want to preface this with the fact that I don't remember the password to the interactive distractions at gmail.com password.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
But luckily, I did pull the ones from the old school email account. So
gotcha.
There's only two in there.
So if you did write in and we didn't get your email,
it's Chris's fault.
Totally Chris's fault, and we'll try to get to it next week.
Wasn't he supposed to do this for us? Because
we kinda asked him, but he's doing his liability shit. So
we're kind of worthless without him.
Yep, pretty much.
We're just here to look.
It's a nice quality shirt here.
We're just here to look and sound good.
Well, that's why we brought freaking Pete on. He just sounds intellectual, right?
Right.
Yeah, Australian accent or
Thank
English.
God.
Good to go.
You have an accent, so you're automatically smarter than we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll take that.
Anyway,
and we brought on to make us look better. So
emails from.
I was brought on to make you look taller. Excuse me.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
That's why we kept Travis around for so long.
Boost that ego.
Emails.
This one's from Ricky Douchey. He says he's got a few questions. Question number one, Jeff, why are you such a douche?
That's you know, when you run a jerk store, it's kind of, it's your best, you know, it's your top seller.
You gotta fit into the role.
I gotta reflect what I sell, so.
Exactly. Question number two, when are you doing a Minnesota Indie Fest? I think he meant Indus Fest.
Fuck, man, I do that this year.
Let's, like it's, let's go.
It's close.
Jeff, are you prepared to go to the Great White North?
I am. I'm ready to go.
Are you ready to head north to get to Jason's place?
I'm all set.
Technically, I am farther north than Jeff is.
Yep.
Question number three, miss me? I do.
Who's that to?
To just anybody who wants to jump in. I'll
who's
jump
Ricky
in first.
Again?
Ricky Douchey.
Oh, okay, that's right, yeah.
I miss Ricky. Incidentally, I only hang out with Ricky in other cities, even though we live in the same town, and I lived with him for a while.
I was going to say, Minnesota's not that big. You guys live like right down the street from each other, right?
Pretty much, actually. But he's probably about 10, 15 minutes away, but I'm
plus,
very...
That's as far as the booze shop. It's perfectly fine.
Yep.
Yeah, we actually hung out last time in Atlanta over New Year's.
Oh,
but,
wow.
I tried to go to his house a couple few weeks ago. He was having a little impromptu party, but I was busy with work stuff, so... It just never works out. Whenever he's free, I'm not.
He was in Atlanta for New Year's?
Yeah. He had some family stuff going on in Puerto Rico, and he actually didn't end up going all the way to Puerto Rico, and he stopped in Atlanta and stayed there for New Year's.
No.
Long story,
right.
But yeah, it just worked out.
Good hearing back from him. We haven't heard from that guy in forever.
I'm surprised he still listens.
I don't think he does. I just put out a desperate tweet, like, we need some people to write in and shit, and he was like, all right, fine.
Gotcha. All right. So
he probably doesn't listen to this, because he's a big fucking douche, so whatever.
Right. Next email is from Sean Recupido. He asks, what would be the one killer app that would push you on one next... Wow, Jesus Christ. Okay, Sean, we got to work on this stuff. Let me start over. All right. So what would be... one killer app that would push you on one of the next gen console over the other. Mine would be the ability to pop in a DVD and rip the video straight to the hard drive. That would be kind of cool. Definitely.
Well, that's never going to happen.
No, it's not, but that would be kind of cool. You can do that on PC. Have you tried PC?
You
personal
can.
Computer.
You can do that with Blu-rays.
They have a lot of games available for that. You should give it a shot.
Yeah.
But killer apps. Can you think of anything for the next gen consoles?
I'm gonna get both. I'm not gonna lie. I don't have one that's gonna be one or the other. But nope.
Well, that's a cop out answer, Jeff.
It is, but it's the truth. I can't think of one like because I can be like, well, God of War is obviously gonna sell me on a PS4, and obviously some kind of like Halo or something's gonna sell me on a new Xbox. So I don't know.
So it's more applications than. Our
kinda.
Games, I guess, and
yeah, I'd say, yeah, just yeah. fucking if I had to pick one or the other, it's going to come down to which one honestly has the better online. If Sony doesn't step up their game, I'd probably still stick with Xbox. If they step up and be like, it's on par with what Xbox Live offers, price or not, then I'd go with that.
I guess. I mean, I think it's safe to say that the 360 has a better like online overall experience. You know, the PlayStation online experience is not that good. Their OS is junk. But, you know, we still have one, and we still enjoy a lot of the first-party stuff that comes out, so.
I wouldn't call their OS junk when it takes, like, an Xbox 2 minutes before you can press a button to play your game.
And that's still a lot faster than actually installing the game and, you know. Well, there's downloading it, and then there's installing it. And then there's the... a lot of, you know, like required hard drive installs and stuff. And
required RAM every time they do an update.
Yeah.
Apparently, though, I was reading a thing based on the new console's rumors is that the new Xbox OS is going to actually take more RAM than the new PlayStation one. So
excellent.
Who knows? Might reverse this year.
I can't wait. I can't think of any killer apps. Everything that they've been doing, you know, lately has been kind of icing on the cake. You know, I love all the offerings from Xbox as far as like their video apps and shit like that, you know, Hulu and Netflix and, you know, Crackle, stuff like that. And we're seeing that on, you know, PS3 as well. Those are all really nice bonuses, and they really make it kind of, you know, like a one-stop, you know, media center, you know, which is cool. Is that a seller to me? No, it's not. I think it's always going to be about the games.
Yeah,
I'm the same. It has to be about the games. I mean, I have a media PC hooked up to my TV, and that's what I play all my media through. So,
sure.
I mean, the fact is we don't have Netflix or Hulu or Crackle or any of this crap here, so none of that makes any difference to me. I want it to be a games machine. I don't want it to be a media center.
Yep.
I've got something that does that better than they can do it. So
mm-hmm.
It's all down to the games.
Or if anything, backwards compatibility even with downloadable stuff.
That's
which everyone makes it easier.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, you know, if there's anything that would, you know, like really make me happy to own a system, it's if they made it, you know, completely backwards compatible with previous systems.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, cool. You guys pretty much touched on everything. I think maybe it'll come down to really just like what my personal friends decide to get, and if everyone's jumping on a PlayStation bandwagon because it comes out first.
Yeah.
I mean, I will get both, but it kind of dictates on what I get first, really.
It's a good point. Yeah, all my work peeps, 360, and all my personal peeps, PS3. So, yep. Stuff.
Yeah. Whichever one has a push button app. For ordering a pizza at 2 a.m. while playing Street Fighter.
Thank you.
There you go.
So
one button.
They don't have a phone app for you yet, Jeff? Like, they haven't made one just for you?
Oh, no. There's a phone app and shit like that, but you still got to go into it. I'm talking about, like, you're playing Street Fighter on whatever console
you need to talk to Capcom
guide.
To get it put in, so to, in between rounds you can just mash us.
Exactly.
Wasn't,
just fucking
wasn't
hit
this
guy
like
go,
in,
boom.
In one of the EverQuest games where you could order the pizza in the game?
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Yeah. Yep. I just wanted a one button touch, though. You can order the same thing you ordered the last time. You just hit a fucking button. It charges like your credit card, whatever, or they come to your door. You do debit, cash. Just hit that button. You know, in about 25 minutes time, you're getting a fucking pizza. There we go. Sold. It could be on the Vita for all I care.
That's the hardware revision that we're talking about.
That might be better. I'll just stand outside of Domino's and order my pizza from my Vita.
Dial a bottle. So Chase doesn't have to do his 15 minute trip.
I could have used that tonight. So speaking about functionality, what if, you know, there's a talk about how, you know, the next gen systems, they're going to be like download only, can't play used games. Do you think that would be a deciding factor in your purchasing decision? Like if PlayStation 4 came out.
Download only would be for me.
Okay.
Same here.
It's the problem is,
caps,
I mean,
right?
Buying retail games in Australia are fucking ridiculously overpriced.
Yep.
So I import a lot of stuff, and getting stuff through Steam is I basically play the US prices, which is super cheap. So me getting a game on PC is over there it's like $10 cheaper. Here it's like $50 cheaper.
Right.
Yeah.
So if it's download only, that means that the platform holder is then the sole curator of the store, which means sales are going to be shit. So I mean that would be a big thing, and plus the bandwidth of these games, I can't see them doing it. I mean the infrastructure is just not there around the world to do that.
Yeah, you're right.
Like today, I downloaded NBA 2K13, and it was 9 gigs, and Tanya was like, we woke up like whatever, and she's like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm like, 9 gigs, like Joe. She's like, are you downloading that from our internet? I'm like, well, yeah. She's like, why don't you see if there's the ones you can steal and download? I'm like, all right. So I looked on, I looked at my wireless. I'm like, oh, here's one that's open with no password, and I totally put it on there and downloaded the game off someone else's internet. Yep, and because in Canada right now, there's caps, so pure downloadable, especially with like next gen, which probably gonna be, there's gonna be games a lot bigger than 9 gigs. It can get messy.
What's your cap at, Jeff?
Mine right now is at 95, but I can probably upgrade to 200.
Jeez, like the standard one I have is like, I think like 500.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I think I'm on about difference. 400 gigs here.
God damn.
We've had caps for ages, but they have, I mean, when I first got my broadband or whatever, it was only like 70 gigs or actually it was even less than, it was like probably like 50 or something. It was like really bad, but.
I go through that on my phone. Oh my God.
The caps have gone up like crazy, so they're actually not that bad here anymore. So but it still sucks. I mean, downloading, you know, a PS3 game can be like 20 gigs or something.
Yeah, it could. Yeah.
I don't know how people can hold strict caps like that with like the rise of HD video streaming.
Well, that's the thing. I think they're gonna move eventually. I just think it hasn't fully gotten here yet. Like they lowered the bandwidth of Netflix, unless you actually go into Netflix on like a PC and set your settings to super high quality. The default quality is a lot lower than what you guys get there. Doesn't look that great.
Wow. That sucks. That. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Makes sense, though.
But, you know, I don't think it'll be digital only this year. I think it'll be the biggest push we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. They'll do a lot of, like, I think what Sony's doing, the whole day one digital, and we might actually see, like, discounts finally for that. Like, you get it day one digital for, like, $5 off, $10 off, but retail's still going to be there, and
I mean, yeah, they're Sony's not gonna... doing that already. I know I can go buy Aliens Colonial Marines on my PS3 for like a 15% discount. Woohoo!
Yeah. Oh, they're actually giving discounts for it now too?
Yeah, they did plus discounts on some of the retail.
I didn't think
games.
I wanted it until recently. So honestly, it wasn't until the Vita when I was like, you know what, I've really always been like a champion for retail and having the box. And having my Vita with like the games just on there and while I'm thinking, I can just look at my library and just play anything and, you know, not have to get up and down multiple times. And I know that sounds fucking lazy. But
no, it's not. It's super convenient, and it makes it more accessible. And
that's why I buy all my stuff through Steam, because I've got like 300 plus games sitting in a list that I can look at and go, I don't know what I'm going to play.
Yeah, exactly. They haven't yet installed, but they're there.
So
as far as used games, does anyone here care if they decide to?
I don't care.
You guys can't play used games.
I rarely ever buy used games.
I would have a huge problem with that. Actually, I don't think that I would buy that system right away. Yeah, that would almost be a deal breaker, because that just seems so shitty and underhanded.
I mean, you buy stuff on Steam all the time. What's the difference?
Okay. Well, it's not a principal thing. Like, it's a dollar amount thing. You know, I buy shit on Steam. Right? You know, A, it's convenient, but B, I get it a lot cheaper as well. And that's the same kind of principle, I guess, with console games. You know, if I buy a used game, it's a lot cheaper. You know.
Let's be real. If you're buying a new game, though, you're paying $5 cheaper. The thing with Steam, which is awesome, Sony and Microsoft this. All
right, I'm not buying new releases.
You're buying older.
I'm buying older stuff, you know, which has been discounted or whatever. Yeah. But
which is the same thing I was gonna say is like, if Microsoft and Sony see how successful that can be, they can put a game that's been out on the market for like a month, like Steam does, and discount it by like 15-20%. And still realize, holy shit, they can get a lot more sales and not have to worry about selling a used game. So I'm cool with them not letting used game sales or not letting used games run on their consoles as long as they follow that structure and be like, okay, the game's been out for a month, 2 months, the big selling like time is gone.
Discount
now
the
we're gonna
shit
discount
out of
it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then get more sales going directly to them. If that's the case, I am totally cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that sucks is you can't bring games to other people's houses to play, which that would just fucking
annoying. Roll. I mean, yeah, it'd have other implications for things like that, but it would also, I mean, the other problem is if your bit of hardware dies and you go buy a new one, what, then all your games are used because they're coming from a different system?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not down with that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be kind of shit.
Because my luck with bloody Sony hardware in particular is shocking. I've had 4 PS3s die, I've had 4 PSPs die on me. The PSP Go I got's got a broken start select button. I'm waiting for my Vita to bust at some point in the future.
Yeah.
It's just
the
way luck. I've had one 360, not a single problem with it.
You've had that's ass backwards. Everything is ass backwards in Australia.
Yes, I have the complete backwards thing. My 360 is one of the original model ones. I mean, it was
wow.
kind of It's got a HDMI port, so it was like the second
generation. Second generation one.
The Falcon.
You say if it's an original, still, you should sell that thing to a museum.
Yeah, and it's still fine. But yeah, PS3s, I ended up buying a Slim because I just couldn't deal with my 60 gig one just breaking constantly and sounding like a jet engine. So, but yeah, I mean, that would be my big concern is just transferring between, I mean, especially when they're, you know, put new revisions of hardware out, how are they going to deal with transferring that stuff over?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of hassle that I just don't want to have to deal with.
Yep.
I didn't think it was too big of a hassle when I had to, I mean, going out and buying a new PS3 was a hassle, but like downloading all this stuff again wasn't too bad. Yeah.
It's gotten a lot better as far as license transfer is concerned. Now it's more tied into your account than it is the actual hardware itself.
Unless you're Nintendo.
And yeah, true. Unless you're Nintendo, but they've changed some things. You know, it used to be tied to directly to your hardware, but now it's like your account can activate so many hardware units. Do you know what I mean? And it's easy to deactivate all of those, and then it's just the process of logging into that new console, and then just activating it, So things have changed a little bit, but it's still a pain.
It all depends on how they implement it.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Just on some level, I just think it's not great idea to,
I agree.
Why would you buy retail? Because you may as well just buy download, because it's effectively making all your retail games you buy download only, and then.
That's the plan, although, man. That's what they're trying to get you to buy into.
It means if you buy your disc-based game, put it in install, then you can play it without any disc in. That will be convenient and nice. But
yeah, good
depends
point.
If they do that or not.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
We'll see how it all pans out. That's it. I have those two. I mean, there's probably more in that other thing that I can't get to, but...
Yeah, we'll get to them next week.
That's Chris's fault.
New fucking hardware this year. What up?
Yeah.
All right, let's do some Indus questions then.
Oh, shit. Finish up here.
Salvador A., also known as El Doozy, says, fuck, 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 shit, fuck, shit, fuck, shit.
High five. I know exactly how you feel.
I have no idea what he's talking about, but good on ya.
Yep.
Jack Bauer, here I stand, says, would you guys rather be able to see in the dark or be able to zoom your vision up 10 times?
Oh, totally zoom. Because you know what? Sometimes I've been in the dark with ladies, and it's been pleasurable. Mm-hmm. Because if it was in the light...
It's in the dark.
Yeah.
I'm with Jason. Zoom all the way.
But when do you ever use a Zoom just for, spying on shit?
Fucking...
That's what you're going to use both of them for,
dude,
right?
I would save so much money on TVs.
No, but darkness happens all the time. There's always going to be darkness. There's not always times you're going to be
There's always going to be shit far away.
Yeah.
That's true.
And that's day or night shit is far away.
But then nighttime you can't see far away when you're zoomed in, though. It's still dark.
I live in the city, dude. Everything's illuminated.
I'm going to go with darkness. I'd rather see perfectly all the time.
No.
Nope. Pretty bad.
Some things you want in the dark, Jeff. I'm telling you.
I know, but I don't have to deal with that anymore because I have a very lovely girlfriend, and I don't have to worry about that.
That's true. I've got a lovely wife.
Points!
Too, whatever. Okay.
Could you imagine they're trying to sleep and then your eyes are open and you just see everything bright as day?
Meh.
Joe's right.
I can just look the other way.
You're going to have to buy one of those nice little silk garments for your eyes. Wear that to sleep.
It'll also be kind of annoying if you're trying to, watch a movie or something and you want to have dim lights because it'll be lit up anyway. So, you lose some things there.
See?
You'll never be able to play horror games anymore because it'll always be bright.
Okay, he doesn't say anything about what if you can turn it off and on when you want to.
Well, that's different then.
if it's always on.
If you're seeing in the dark,
if we're
going to
play that game, then that means you're constantly seeing it 10 times at all time.
Yeah, you can't do anything
being able
at that
to see
point.
In the dark.
My eyesight is so bad I can't see the TV in our living room. So I bring a monitor.
You have to sit so fucking far back.
No, I bring a monitor and I put it on the coffee table right in front of me.
you could just duct tape some binoculars to your face, Jason.
I've thought about it. My eyesight's bad. I want to zoom in. Okay.
You want to zoom in 10 times?
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to be watching your neighbor's TV and shit.
That's cool.
You're like, hey, just turn the volume up because it's nothing but hearing.
I do already when I'm outside smoking. I look in their windows just to see what they're watching.
Just to see what's going on.
I'm just curious.
I'm not going to lie. I've done the same. Just saying. And I wonder what people can see in here. Anyway, Blank Fan. He says, what games are a victim of their own ambition? In other words, what games sucked because they tried too hard?
Aliens, Colonial Marines.
I don't think they actually tried very hard in that case.
Yeah, okay. No.
Some people tried. God, I can't think of anything offhand. That's a really good question, actually.
Like maybe Devil May Cry 2. Like I think they really were trying to do something.
Maybe I tried.
I think they were trying to do something to, and it just turned out horribly.
I'd say Advent Rising on the original Xbox. Big budget. Just a lot of shit.
Just a big clusterfuck of shit that they tried to do. Yeah.
I mean, they had a million dollar contest. Up until they decided to put the Matrix in it, and then it all just went to crap.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
That is Fahrenheit, right? I'm thinking of the right game. It was called something different over here. Because we had the whole necrophilia thing in there, which was just disturbing. But yeah.
I don't know. I tend to think of any, like, you know, super AAA games like Assassin's Creed or Uncharted, you know, where they try
the Assassin's Creed 3, 2 point whatever games.
Yep.
Whatever one.
Fuck them. They just put too much shit in there and just ruined the game. Especially the last... 2-1 was a Brotherhood or something.
I mean, it's kind of the exact last opposite two, from what they did with 1, where they didn't put anything in it, and it was garbage.
Yeah, I mean, 1 was trying something new, doing the whole crowd stuff and things like that, and, you know, they didn't put enough into the different types of missions and stuff. But then 2, they made it excellent.
Yeah.
2.1 was worse than 2, and then 2.2 was just shit, because there's just so much crap just piled into the game that's all just... Like that tower defense game. What the fuck did they put that in there for? It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Added nothing. And it just, in fact, it just pulled away from what actually made Assassin's Creed good. And that's why I never played 3. So there you go. Assassin's Creed.
You're not missing much.
Brotherhood, I guess, was it.
The most recent ones?
The Brotherhood was the recent one. That was Assassin's Creed 2,
Liberation 3. Was one of the... the Vita version.
Well, Liberation's a Vita version. I have that. I haven't really played it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's different. I'm talking specifically about Assassin's Creed, the follow-ups to 2, where they just...
Yeah,
2, every game, 3. They had to add something new for no apparent reason.
Gotcha.
And all the new stuff they added was just terrible. So for the first one, they added a couple of things, which was like, they added the whole city buying stuff, which is okay, but it just made it a bit grindy.
Yeah, the Assassin's Guild.
And then the next one, they just doubled down on all that shit, and it just ruined the game. So yeah, that's mine.
Fuck those guys.
Daikatana was mine pretty too. Terrible.
Oh, yeah, that was in development for so long and, like, so overhyped.
Oh, yeah. You can get that on GOG now, I think. Well, it's coming soon to GOG.
Really?
Hopefully it's, like free.
I saw some news story. Like, it was along with the System Shock 2 thing. They said, you know, Daikatana was also coming. I was just like, really?
Yay.
Bring that back up again.
System Shock is really good.
Too human? Anyone?
Oh, was that an ambitious thing, or just like
that was like in development for technically 10 years?
Yeah, I know, but
then
it was supposed
to be like a trilogy, then they tried to pull off some like, I don't know. It depends how you look at it, I guess.
I mean, Dyack was still like passionately defending it even after it came out that it was still a good game. So I'd put that in that category.
I'm sorry, I liked this. I liked Too Human. It was fun. I mean, it was Diablo on Ice. Who didn't like that?
On Ice.
Yes, I did.
That's true.
I beat Too Human. I went through it once.
I couldn't get through the third act, man. It was too much. I'm like, oh.
I respect that. I just didn't like it. I don't know. It's a kind of game that I think I could like if I could just turn off, you know, my thinking process, I guess, but... You know.
Yeah. I mean, I think his hype was a bit too much.
So if you're a vegetable, you would have enjoyed it.
I would have loved Diablo on Ice.
I mean, that's the same as like all the Fable games. I mean, Molyneux promises a shit ton of stuff, which never makes it. But, you know, the games
for the most part still decent.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, that's me with Too Human. I thought at its core was a decent game.
Fable 3 is kind of a really awful, bad game.
But like Fable 2 was good, and then Fable 1
Fable
was 2 awesome.
Was good. Fable 2, 3, yeah, I could see that as being not as good. I think it was that whole on rails, not on rails, whatever shooter thing they had.
Oh, Journey? Yeah.
Which I think came out, but...
It did.
Yeah, that came out.
It did. And no one gave a shit like they should. Jack Bauer also says, would you return to be your 10-year-old self, relive everything from that point, but retain your current knowledge?
Yes.
Yes.
I think every single person would say yes.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, why not? You could fix so many mistakes you made.
Yeah. Yep. And you just, yeah, everything would be awesome because that's the whole point of growing. When your parents say, if you're young, trust me, you'll understand one day, leave them. You will. And I'm not even a parent. I just know now. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. It only took me fucking 20 years to realize, but fuck.
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't listen to you then.
I think about doing this every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of any, like stupid mistakes that I've made that have made me a better person. Just, they've made my life just hell.
Yeah.
I would like to just go back and not do those.
Yep. But thank still you. Knowing what you know now. So right. Have that knowledge and like being like, no matter what I do, I'm still going to be a better person, but I'm just going to do different shit.
Sure.
High school, I was thinking about that. Going back to high school, knowing what I know now.
I would be so smart.
Yep.
Yep.
I would do my work.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, if I could take it all back. All right.
Oh, the early days of something being due and getting up at like 5 in the morning to write an essay.
Hmm.
All right. Andrew Bauer.
Thank you, sir.
Jack Bauer also says, which non-WoW MMO has been the biggest time sink for you?
City of Heroes was a big sink for me.
Haven't played that.
I thought it was really good. Lisa and I actually spent a lot of time playing that. We formed a bond. I think we fell in love.
You might have married her, I think. Really?
I'm saying like during gameplay.
Oh, got you. Oh, yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. You guys?
I don't play MMOs.
All right. Pete?
Yeah, probably Guild Wars or Guild Wars.
You live one in Australia, right? There's all little things crawling around there. I mean, you gotta dodge like poisonous snakes every day, and spiders.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly how it works, Jeff. And I ride my kangaroo to work.
Well, hey man, me and my moose and my igloo, we don't have it easy over here.
Same. Yeah. No, I mean, MMOs, Guild Wars 2. Spent a lot of time in that. And I guess not on the quite MMO-ish RPG thing. I've been playing a shit ton of MechWarrior Online.
Ooh.
I don't know if that really counts.
I couldn't get into that, but I respect anyone who does.
It's so good. I've sunk way too much time into it. It's ridiculous.
Hmm.
I'm actually about to hit the paywall, which is unfortunate.
Oh, okay.
Because the problem is, like, in order to... I've got 4 mechs I've bought, and if I want to buy another one, I have to pay money to open slots up, which kind of sucks, but, you know.
Gotcha.
Is it free to play?
I love it. Hmm? Yeah, it's free to play.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really blame them for it.
Oh, no, I can't. It's just, I don't know. It's something about that game. It's just, it's the first mech game that actually feels like you're in a proper mech. Like, because you control all your different bits independently and it just works. But yeah, it's got a lot of work. It's improved a shit ton over the time I've been playing it. But yeah, a lot better than Hawken, which is massively disappointing.
I think Bauer's playing a lot of Eve.
Oh yeah,
that's probably what.
I don't know how he does that.
There's a lot of free time.
Do we know his answer to that? Sorry.
He has a lot of free time, and he likes spreadsheets. Maybe
he likes doing fucking Excel.
Sure.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I'm with Ace. I don't really play MMOs, but if there's one, I did play Old Republic for a while, and I probably played that longer than I played WoW, which isn't saying much. But it happened.
Yeah, I played the free-to-play version of that for one day and then stopped.
Hmm.
Yeah, I played the pay for the game and then pay for the subscription for about a while.
Well, yeah, we had a great time with it for a while.
We played it for about a month, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He follows up another question now. What? Sorry?
I just want a regular KOTOR.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I hope that happens, but who knows.
Oh, you kids in your dreams.
Yeah, I know. Strider, damn it, Strider, and Shadow Complex 2. They're coming. Probably not. What will happen first, Half-Life 3 or Final Fantasy 7 Remake?
Half-Life 3. I have no reasoning behind that, but...
I think so, too. I think Final Fantasy 7 Remake is going to be like a latch-ditch effort for Square when they're like, We're gonna basically come close to claiming bankruptcy, or it's gonna be when they're doing really well and they're like, all right, here's what you guys wanted, and they're nowhere close. Well, they're close to the former rather than the latter, but
yeah, that's what they're going to run out of Japanese yen because the only thing that's making money right now is their American or Canadian studios.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess yeah, that's true.
So yeah, that'll happen. And then
they're doing Tomb Raider, right? Where they're publishing it?
The Square Enix owns Eidos.
They own Eidos, yeah.
And
Square Enix owns a lot of people.
Yeah,
which it's is like SquareSoft, Enix, Taito, and Eidos. So it's Squeen Taitos.
Jesus.
Yeah. So and then Valve has Steam, so they have money forever.
Yep. They should just go ahead and do that remake. They might as well do it now, because if they wait too long, no one's just going to give a shit. And I think it, to the point now, I don't think enough people will give a shit to really save them.
Anyway. Does Valve have money for... They just laid off a bunch of people.
They just laid off a bunch of people, yeah.
That was mainly hardware people. For monetary purpose. I think maybe the projects weren't going as well as they'd hoped.
But wouldn't they keep them on just to, like, you know, work on other stuff?
I mean, maybe, but if their main reasoning for even being at the company was to help develop a hardware and they weren't doing a good job at it, then no.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Yeah, I think do we
know where they got laid off from? Sorry, what were you saying?
It was out of some of the hardware people, at least the ones that I saw. I think it was like Jerry Ellsworth was one of the big ones who's a hardware person. And I mean, yeah, I think they've, with the way they're doing the Steam boxy type stuff, is they're licensing it out to third parties more rather than trying to do stuff in-house, which is probably a better idea for them. I mean, I think Half-Life 3 will come out first. I mean, I think it's really going to be part of their big push for a new version of Source, I guess, engine. Because, I mean, that Source engine's been around
forever.
Quite a while, considering it's all based off Quake code. So, yeah, it's a long time coming for a refresh for that thing.
Cool. So Half-Life 3, heard it here first, coming out before Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Guarantee it, maybe.
Well, the other thing is, the Final Fantasy VII Remake will be funny because they'll release it and everyone will realize it is actually a terrible game.
Yes.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
Never really. I've tried to replay that. Now, by replay, I mean play it again, I guess, but...
Do you think they start to remake it and then realize it doesn't hold up?
Oh, I totally think
they
did.
And then change it and then ruin everyone? Like, well, and probably. Everyone hates them?
Nah. Didn't they put, like, a video at the end of... Was it Crisis whatever? There was some, like, video from, like, the opening.
They had that video at the PS3 press conference when they announced PS3. The entire intro scene was redone.
A tech demo, essentially. Yeah,
they did the same thing for one of the PS... for another Final Fantasy game on the N64 for a tech demo.
Final Fantasy VI tech demo thing. But that was just them showing, here's what Final Fantasy is going to look like in the next generation.
With
then
the
they made
existing
7 and ruined
assets.
The whole bloody franchise.
I imported Final Fantasy VII and played through it. No, I loved it. I mean, it was spectacular. Like, and it's
I mean, at the time, I enjoyed 7, but just these days, Final Fantasy games, I just can't deal with them. They're just too long, too much crap in them.
I'm with you. Except for Final Fantasy 13 too. It's amazing.
It's going to be awesome.
I'd kill for the Final Fantasy 10 HD remake at this
point.
That's
coming out soon, isn't it? Hopefully. This year.
I don't know.
Maybe. Probably I don't know. Maybe. I'll play it. I didn't play it too far. I got to the part where we had to play that stupid fucking ball game underwater. I'm like, this is dumb. And I stopped playing it. But everyone's like, keep playing it. Get past that part. It gets really good.
That part takes like a half hour.
Are we still talking about Final Fantasy?
Sorry.
No.
Okay.
Another question. Elduzi writes and says, hey guys, random question. If you look at your shelf, what publisher slash developer would you say you own the most games from?
God, come on. Capcom.
I would... No, you know what? I can't go with Capcom, actually.
I'd say possibly Atlus for me. I have a lot of DS and PSP Atlus titles.
Fuck, if we want publisher, I'd have to go with Microsoft, because I have, like, the entire Halo series and Gears of War, which takes up, like, that's, like, almost 10 games right there.
Yeah, I have 9 boxes that say Halo on it. There you go.
Wow.
Well, I do have a lot of Capcom games as well, so I don't know.
Yeah, I do have a lot of Capcom, actually.
Yeah,
I do.
And with Capcom, it's not just Street Fighter, you know?
So. Yeah, no, it's the same here. But does double dipping count? I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, it's an additional box.
That is true. It'd be a toss-up between Microsoft Game Studios and Capcom, for sure. One of those two.
Okay.
Cool. All right, cool. So we got Atlus from Pete, then you said Microsoft from you, Aces.
Yeah.
And then Capcom.
Fuck yeah.
And Capcom, Microsoft for myself. We got one more. This is the last one. It's from Jack Bauer. He says, would you prefer the new Star Wars films to be a part of the existing storylines in episodes 1 through 6 or completely separate?
Separate. God. Even though, what was it, the rumor from the Mexican site said that
they have their
was getting ready to gear up again for it.
They have a good track record, I guess. So.
Yeah.
And apparently Harrison Ford signed on to be Han Solo again, so...
Right.
Yeah, like, I think that's a huge mistake. Like, if you want... look what he did with Star Trek, right? He brought in a whole new cast. Sure, he was retelling the same story, which isn't what I would want. But bringing in the old cast kind of gives the same feel that to the general public, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Explain that again to me.
What he did with Star Trek, right? He brought in a whole new cast.
I understand what he did, but what did you say right before that? Like, you think it's a bad idea that he... continues.
No, I think that for Star Wars, if he's still continuing with the same characters, like it doesn't change the tone or the feel to the general audience that maybe he was trying to strike.
Well, I mean, that also forces him into making it after episode 6, which I guess if it's 7, that probably makes sense, but is it really going to be that interesting a story after the Empire fell?
No, not at all. I don't think so.
I don't know. They need to make I think they should do it like a Bounty Hunter style thing. So like Han Solo and Lando Calrissian in the early years.
I think that'd be good.
Or a Boba Fett movie or something like that. It would be far more interesting.
But don't bring back Harrison Ford. The guy's fucking old.
Do you think he's here to continue the story, or do you think he's signing up just to do flashback sequences?
I would say
it would probably be, well, flashback sequences if the stories are taking place way after 6. Because look at Harrison Ford now to where he was. Even if he wasn't like an actor now doing flashbacks, they gotta be going far into the future after 6.
Yeah,
I mean, he's fucking old.
Yeah, the other thing they could do is they could do a Knights of the Old Republic era movie, which could be cool.
That would be cool. But technically, it is episode 7, right? So, well,
yeah.
Wow.
So technically, that would be a sequel to 6, the way that they've been going. But I have faith. It's Abrams. I'd rather it be a separate story. To be honest, I don't really care what happens after Jedi.
Yeah. If he kills all the Ewoks, I'm cool.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Like, sins are dissolved. Let's just move on.
No, they kill all the younglings, but they can't kill the fucking Ewoks.
Mm.
Younglings. Yeah, he made that up.
Yeah, he did.
Way to go, Lucas. All right, so that's all the in-this questions and emails I guess we got. Anyone else want to add anything? You know, random stuff? No, nothing?
No.
Let's go to new releases.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go with our voicemail. What do we got? We have voicemail from Repeat?
I can't. I'm trying to play it. I can't get it to work. Pete, can you maybe sum up?
Yeah, sure. I can do that. Okay, so first up next week, we have Crysis 3 for the PS3 and 360 and probably PC as well. So, it's a dude in a suit in a bow. Although I find it hilarious. I've seen the advertising on bus stops around here, and they're using the tagline "suit up" as the selling point for Crysis 3.
How I met your mother.
I assume you just never take off the suit.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't get it. So yeah, that's coming out. Also on PS3 and 360, we have Metal Gear Rising: Revengeance,
which
Jason talked about earlier, so that should be good. Some more platinum goodness there. On the download side of things, on the PSN and XBLA, there's the Capcom Arcade Cabinets. Now, this is some sort of a front-end type thing for selling Capcom's early 80s to late 80s video games. And I think the first week there's going to be Black Tiger, 1943 Battle of Midway, and Avengers. And then every week after that, there's going to be new games coming out constantly. So that could be kind of cool. What else we got on the download side of things? It also looks like Serious Sam Double D XXL is coming out on XBLA. All
right.
Yeah. I think this was originally out on the PC. There was some Serious Sam indie game collaboration pack thing they did. So I think that's part of that. I don't know if they've made any changes for it or not, but,
Sounds right up your alley, Jeff.
Yeah, it's a side-scrolling shooter is what it is, and it's made by the... it's a Mummy's Best Games guy that did a couple of Xbox Live indie shooters, Shoot One Up or something, I think it was. So yeah, that could be good. And then there's also a bunch of DLC, so there's a Skyrim, DLC, so Adam from the Goo will be happy about that. And apparently DMC is getting some Bloody Palace.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that is. I don't know. I don't know anything about DMC, so.
Oh, it's so good.
That's what I hear.
I'm more interested in the Virgil stuff.
This is
Do you not have it there
yet? Pete's responding to our quips.
Yeah.
This is usually pre-recorded. Oh my god, okay.
It's weird.
This is tripping me out. I'm sorry. Yep.
And Assassin's Creed 3 is getting the Tyranny of the King Washington.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah, who cares? And finally, the PSP is getting some releases, because apparently that's the sort of thing.
What? Yeah,
it's getting two games.
What's the Vita getting?
Oh, the Vita's not getting anything. Of course it's not.
Oh, awesome, Sony.
So yeah, the PSP is getting was it Hakuoki? Warriors of the Shinsengumi?
Sure.
Yeah, it's from Arxis. It's some sort of an adventure game, sword fighting thing. I don't know.
Damn right it is.
Yeah. Medieval Japan. Go for your life. And the other game they're getting is Generation of Chaos Pandora's Reflection. Now, this is a sixth game in the Generation of Chaos series, which is made by... it's made by Idea Factory, or Idea Fuck, as I like to call them, because they're a shit developer. But this game is not quite made by them. It's made by Super Sting, which was a combination of Sting, a developer that I freaking adore.
He's a great wrestler.
And Idea Factory. So apparently Sting did all the actual gameplay and Idea Factory did all the story stuff. And apparently the game works a lot like Yggdra Unison, which is a spin-off of Yggdra Union, which is a Sting game. And you have to like draw paths to command your troops and stuff. Which would make great sense if this was on a system that had a touchscreen.
Right.
But it's on the PSP, so yeah.
I can only think of the wrestler sitting at a computer and making textures and stuff now.
No. I mean, Sting is an awesome developer. They did Riviera, Knights in the Nightmare, Yggdra Unison, other Yggdra stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I actually might check this one out. But, yeah, the whole Idea Fuck aspect kind of scares me off because those guys are fucking shocking developers. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. So, yeah, nothing for the Vita, but the PSP, going strong.
Awesome.
Hey, 10 years,
you might
baby,
be able to play these
platform.
PSP games on your Vita.
Yeah,
right?
I'm pretty sure they're both only downloadable, so yeah,
there we go.
Probably better get them on the Vita.
There you go, Jeff.
I still have something to do.
Purchase justified.
Sweet.
I'm good with it.
I like my Vita. It's all over there in the corner in your case.
So the thing about the Capcom arcade classics, they're releasing like one pack each month, like usually three games, and there's probably one good game in each of those packs. And
yeah.
It seems
like
a bunch of bullshit.
I'm looking at the list, so yeah.
But haven't they all already been released already?
It looks like
No.
These are the older ones, like from the 80s. So I mean, it looks like they're releasing one every couple of weeks, because like next, in the 5th of March, there's like Ghosts and Goblins.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like Gunsmoke and Section Z. And
yeah. There's some really good classic shit, but it's like, you know, you're going to end up paying probably, what, $5 to $10
for one
thing.
Yeah,
the packs look like they're $10 a pack.
Yeah.
Pretty much for three games, so.
That bugs me. That bugs me.
Except if you wait until the end of April, we can get the whole lot for 2,000 Microsoft points, whatever the fuck that is.
That's like,
still like
20
25
something.
Bucks?
Yeah, I think it's 25.
25, 30, something like that.
US dollar?
So our pick of the week. Don't pick a single Capcom fucking game from that whole pack.
Metal Gear Rising. Revengeance.
Yeah. Check it out. Revengeance for me as well.
Agreed. I usually go with Crysis 3, but...
Yeah, actually, are you going to pick that up, Jeff?
Are you going to get it for console?
I'm just asking if you're getting Crysis.
I'm not planning to get it on Tuesday, but I think... I love Crysis 2. Like, I fucking loved it. I just think that this might be the one that's like... I don't know if I want to play this on console, and I don't know if this is going to run on my PC.
Oh,
kind of like
that
weird in-between thing. So, yeah, I don't know yet.
Yeah, so I pick Metal Gear.
Sweet.
Cool.
Metal Done.
Gear. Sweet. All right, well, we usually go to emails here. We already did those earlier. Again, like Jason said, we couldn't get into the Google email.
Thanks, Chris.
Damn you, Riccio.
So we'll try to get to those next week if you guys did write in or send in a voicemail or something like that. To revisit the question of the week for next week, that was going to be this week, that is sent to us by MC Wilson. He had the idea.
I love you.
Exhibit. if you basically want to, if you're to enter something into like a video game museum, what would that piece of video game, I guess, history that you want to preserve be? How would you present it? How would you go about showing it to the public? If you're at a video game museum, what would it be? So you can write that into at email at interactivedistractions.com.
I have access to that one.
That's right. Or, of course, you can send us a voicemail and answer that. That number is 706-760-4337.
Where'd you pull that number out of?
Just out of my leet stash. What?
Oh!
And then you can also leave us a voicemail Skype at Interactive Distractions. Or on Google Talk at interactivedistractions@gmail.com.
Chris will be back next week. We can get your stuff then.
Exactly. Yeah, don't bother doing it if he's not going to be here, because we're fucking incompetent as fuck. And yeah, we're just here to have a good time.
But we look good.
Exactly. That's right.
On radio.
I'm just picturing fucking Pete right now in a fucking wife beater and fucking like boxers. Like, I just woke up, motherfuckers.
Is that microphone still taped to the Saturn steering wheel? Because that would be awesome.
No. I bent a clothes hanger into a stand.
Perfect.
That's perfect. Awesome. You can hit us up individually on Twitter at Jason is Unistrike.
Mm-hmm.
Ace is High
5291.
291.
Jason, I love you.
Our buddy Pete here is Pete's of Rage.
Yeah.
And then I am Indus Jeff. That is G-E-O-F-F.
G-E-O-F.
And, of course, all that other stuff that Chris says about leaving reviews and crap like that.
You guys should go buy a Zune and download some software and check out our show.
Check us out on iTunes.
Did Microsoft kill the Zune thing and turn it to like Xbox Music or something like years ago?
Check out Retroids.
We brought it up on an episode and Chris stopped talking about the Zune for like 1 week, and then he just brought it back into rotation. Yeah.
Yeah. I will take a second, actually. He's going to be on the show soon, but our buddy Scott Sauer from The Goo, they're doing a thing called Days of Goo coming up pretty soon. I think it's happening in March. June. That's sorry.
MGC is in March. I think it's in June.
Yeah, it's in June. Basically, they're basically doing a thing, like a big get-together for listeners and stuff of podcasts of all, like, Retroids for them and stuff like that. But they're trying to raise money to promote this thing and to get to make it the best experience you could possibly have there. You can hit a donation page, actually, if you go to thegoo.com. I believe that's what it is. There's a welcome to thegoo.com. This is terrible. I should have written this down beforehand. but yeah, you can basically make a donation.
Shut up, Pete.
Depending
He's
on
trying
how much,
really hard.
Depending on how much you donate, you get different perks to when you go there. Whether it is like you get a free T-shirt, access to different, I guess best seating for features and stuff that they're doing at that time in Wisconsin. The weekend is going to be. I should know this because it's the fucking last weekend. Well, anyway, Scott, I tried. I'm terrible. I should have wrote this shit down, but it just came to me last minute.
Just go to Retroize and look it up.
There you go. Go to Retroize, look it up. Hit him up at the Goosow or Goosow on Twitter. He can answer your questions.
It's dog.gamersonlyolder.com is where you can find the information.
There you go.
I will give a hand job to the person that donates the most money.
There you go. That's what you have to look forward to,
right
person
there.
Who donates the most money.
It's in July, Jeff, as well. 26th and 28th.
Yeah, July. Gotcha. Oh, that's right. It's last week of July.
Yes, okay. Which is right after PAX Australia, so I will not be attending.
That's right. So, sorry, Scott. I butchered the fuck out of that, but I tried last minute. We'll get it straight. We have lots of time. But yeah, that's about it. Anyone else? We gonna play some Street Fighter? Maybe play a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
We could play some something.
Have a little bit of drink.
Sure.
I've had some already.
Diddle here, diddle there.
I've already diddled my Vita.
Sweet. All right. Well, in that case, my name's Jeff.
I'm Jason.
I'm Joseph.
I'm Pete.
All right, and play our games, and we'll talk to you next week or some shit, whatever.